right, the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis has got, and Richard Roper in today for Anna. We have our eyes in the sky over over Humboldt Park Lagoon, where the search is on for a primordial being. It's either an alligator or a crocodile.
Crocgate, 2K19. Gatorgate.
Wait, hold on a second. We just spoke with Alligator Rob, who's a friend of Alligator Bob's. And they've been on the scene. They haven't been able to find whatever this thing is.
So how big is that lagoon?
Is this like the Loch Ness Monster?
It's not a small lagoon. We got a picture. We got a picture of this thing.
And they have one of the Loch Ness Monster, too.
that's true.
This is a good point. There's a photo on the Twitter. There's never anything there that's not real.
Well, you know, the Loch Ness Monster picture, that could have been a heron. There was still a little confusion about that. But anyway, this is our story of the day. We are going to get to the bottom of this. We are staying on this until 7 o'clock tonight, even though we have a lot of other things to get to here. We are going to stay on this while we get to the other things, because we are going to find out how this thing got into the Humboldt Park Lagoon. Only in Chicago do you find a, basically a tropical being, swimming around.
I really like the picture of Alligator Bob in his little green canoe. He's got his little life vest, and he's got his safari hat. Mm-hmm. He's looking through binoculars at the water.
Yeah, that's what you do.
I don't know if you're an official representative of the city if you got everything at Target in one basket. I'll take the binoculars, the cool hat, the vest,
sunscreen.
And the canoe.
Sounds great. Do you have a spray on?
And the cynical cynic in me has to point out that coming to movie theaters July 12th, just a couple of days away, is the movie Crawl, the story of a flood in a Florida town which results in large-scale alligator attacks. Could this be a stealth promotion for Crawl?
Wow! I hope so.
I hope not, because that would be bad for the studio. Crawl, not being screened for the press in advance.
Be one of those interns that takes over the Twitter.
Here's what we're going to do.
Right?
Yeah.
Exit is going to get it. Hey, no, it'd be cool.
Yeah.
He's going back to his last semester at SMU. You know, it'd be cool. Yeah.
I got a gate. I thought you meant a real one.
All right. Now, before we get any further, now, this is something Mr. Roper has been intimately involved in, is the scooter issue here in Chicago. Couple weeks ago, city said, hey, no problem. Want to have a scooter in Chicago? Well, you just leave them wherever you want. You can rent them. Just get this app, and you can go, and you can ride around up to 15 miles an hour on a scooter that you're not trained on. Right. You cannot wear a helmet. You can, you're supposed to ride
supposed
in the
to be
streets.
On the street, but people are on the sidewalks. They feel like, especially when you're going downhill, they're going much faster than 15, it feels like to me, when some people go zipping by.
And they're supposed to be geofenced to the places that they cannot cross, and that did not happen
either.
Seems to be happening. They're all over the place.
Yes.
And finally, you know, it is Chicago, and a fine Chicago attorney has decided to take up the case.
Good.
Because there have been dozens of injuries on these scooters since they put them into place.
Wow.
I don't know why it was a good idea. I told them it wasn't a good idea. I told the city. We had the city on this very program. And I said, this is dumb. Yep. Don't do this. And they're like, we're just going to see if we like it. Well, you know who's going to like it? The plaintiff's attorneys. Brian Greening is co-founder of Legal Rideshare, and you guys do cabs and Uber and Lyft and stuff like that cases, and that's a pretty big burgeoning business. But in terms of the scooters, how many cases have you caught so far?
You know, what I can say is that our phones are ringing regularly. Ever since the pilot program started in Chicago, people are getting hurt and people are needing representation.
All right, now, so what kind of cases are you seeing? Are these people who want to sue someone on a scooter, or the scooter company, or the city because the scooter broke? What kind of things are we looking at here?
They're all over the place. The majority of calls that we do get are people who have hurt themselves on scooters. That seems to be the most common claim. Truth be told, there's not much of a case there if you hurt yourself. But we are getting calls as well about third parties who are being hurt by scooter riders, and that's really where our focus is.
So, Brian, what you're saying, I would imagine if anybody unlocks a scooter using a Lyft or any other kind of app, there's probably a lot of fine print there that says we're not liable for anything that happens to you. And, of course, nobody reads it, but it means they probably don't have a case. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, the terms of service are pretty clear that when you decide that you're going to get on a scooter, if you hit a bump in the road and fall off, it's tough to say say that the scooter company is responsible, unless you can show that the scooter malfunctioned or that there was some glitch that caused your injury other than user error.
Well, the glitch is that they're there. That's your first glitch. The fact that somebody thought that
argument.
Was...
You should have gone to law school.
I know. You're right in your place. There should have never been this in the first place. And there's a picture. I saw a story about one of your clients. And, what happened to that dude? He looked like he face-planted because he got hit by a scooter driver, right? Or a scooter rider.
It's a real sad story. So Al was leaving work 5:30 on June 20th. He's going down the street in Wicker Park, going with traffic. And a scooter rider comes in the opposite direction against traffic, hits him head-on, and flees the scene. Al falls, and there's blood everywhere, and he's been dealing with the injuries and the damages ever since. So it really highlights the danger of these things on our city streets.
So who are we going to sue first? Who do we sue? If we can't find the guy, right? We haven't been able to find the rider yet?
Well, what we've actually done is we filed a petition for discovery earlier this week, naming all 10 of the scooter companies and the city of Chicago, bringing them into court to provide location data to try to pinpoint exactly which scooter and which scooter rider was in this place at this time and caused this injury.
Is there some sort of tracking device with these scooters that would keep track of where they're at? I would think there'd be something, some sort of chip, because you'd want to recover one if it was stolen.
Right, and you also know where they are because that's how you know where they're left.
Yeah,
right?
Pick them up.
They do keep location data on each scooter, and the city, per the permitting requirements for the pilot program, requires that location data be turned over upon request. So it's our belief that the city of Chicago can get this information if they want it, and that's why they're part of our petition.
Oh, yeah.
If you're out there, Scooter Man, you should just come in now of your own accord. It's only going to get worse, Scooter Man.
We hope that they do the right thing. We hope that all this press gets them in.
And Bryant, I would imagine, too, you're probably looking into if there's any surveillance video, any cameras in the neighborhood that might have picked up footage of this.
Can you be charged with a crime here?
You know, it's a hazy area. Yeah. I think that an accident is an accident, but the crime here is that he left the scene.
Right.
You know, this could be equivalent to a hit and run where, you know, if you accidentally hit somebody when you're driving your car, that's an accident. But when you leave the scene, it becomes a crime. And that is certainly on the table. If we can find out who this person is and the police are looking for cooperation, I think that Al and I would certainly be right there with him.
It's like it's not like you didn't know. You could be driving a large vehicle and claim you didn't know you hit something. If you're in a scooter and you hit somebody, the guy knows he hit somebody.
Yeah, and it wasn't a minor impact. You can tell that from the pictures. Al ended up on the ground, and the scene is really graphic.
And there's you say there's surveillance video of this.
You know, there is not surveillance video that we've located so far. We've requested information from the city. Sometimes they're red light cameras, and they have pods that are up surveilling certain areas. We've asked for any images that they may have of this event. Unfortunately, it was on a side street. It was Levitt and Crystal in the Wicker Park area. So it doesn't seem likely that there would be any sort of red light camera or
ring doorbell,
like
though. You gotta get your ring doorbells. They're everywhere.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. That's a way that we could go.
Yeah, you could go, you could go ring the ring doorbells and you could see if there's anybody who kept their surveillance. It's hard, though, that far in the past. Hmm. It is what it is. All right, well, good luck to you. I'm sure that the scooter cases are going to be mounting here. I had a prediction that by July 15th, that the city would suspend this program. And I still have, right now, as of this moment, I got 6 days to go.
Yep.
Well, I can tell you, we're not anti-scooter. We like the idea of different avenues.
Be careful who you speak for here. I'm anti-scooter.
when Uber and Lyft came to town, there were a lot of people who had a lot of problems with that. And I would say that overall it's worked out pretty well. It's given our city a different mode of transportation. It's opened up the city to people who live in areas where transportation is not easily accessible. And scooters are doing the same thing. But with any new form of transit, with any new form of technology, there has to be regulation. And there has to be rules that are followed. Because if you don't have those two things, then it's the Wild West, yeah. And that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, Brian. I also have to tell you that there's also a thing called winter in Chicago, and winter is coming, whether we like it or not. And this whole idea, it's cute, right, to have it in June and July, and maybe a little bit in August, September maybe, but, you know, getting back and forth to Soldier Field. But, you know, once the sleet and the, you know, the bad rains and all that, people aren't going to be able to, you
can
ride.
Ice.
Yeah. You'd be able to ride around on these things. Who are we kidding? So
we're not the only city that has them. You know, they're in Indianapolis. They've been in Cincinnati. So other cities are learning to deal with them. And I think it's a work in progress.
Well, somebody got rid of them, though, already. There's one city that already killed the program.
Wasn't that Austin?
Austin, Texas. Yeah.
Various cities have suspended programs, have said, look, the hassle's worse than the benefit. But I do think that we owe it to the people to give it an opportunity. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Well, suing them will help. That's a good way to get them to, you know, continue on. But the fact is that it's going to be a nuisance. I give you Uber and Lyft. I even give you Divvy. I don't like Divvy, but I give you Divvy because what Divvy has done, Divvy has created Divviots who get on the bike and then they somehow find themselves on the Kennedy Expressway. I don't know how they got there, but it can happen. The scooter is because at least the bike is a bike and the amount of damage, unless you get hit by a car, the amount of damage is, you know, fairly limited. But these scooters are fairly fast. And as you saw with your client, I mean, you know, people can really get hurt. So it's not a good deal. All right, well, good luck with your investigation. We'll see how this all pans out, and we'll see if my prediction comes true that by next Monday they suspend this program. We'll just have to see.
Thanks so much,
Brian. Thank you.
We'll keep a lookout for it.
Okay,
thanks.
Legal rideshare.
It was Nashville, actually, by the way.
Okay,
Austin's had a lot of problems too. They're calling it scooter madness, and Washington D.C. has concerns, and those other cities, those are just rubes. They don't know better. But here we don't care how well it's doing in Cincinnati, but. Suspend the scooters.
If you go to the Twitter page of Chicago Fails or Chicago Scooters, you'll see all the pictures of, like, multiple scooters in the water or
in trees
or on top of all kinds of crazy things in garbage cans. It's a mess.
It's called a birding when you throw the scooter up into the tree.
I didn't know what it was called when I did it. When I was doing that, I just thought I was throwing the scooter up in a tree.
No. And then you stop and you think, now, what roided up mother was able to pull that off?
That's not
right?
easy. That can come back and haunt you, too.
Yeah, because that scooter now.
Scooter goes up, scooter comes down.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes if it hits it. You know, as a golfer, I know sometimes you hit a branch, and then you never know which way the thing's going to go. All right, I wish everybody I wish nobody luck in this. I want the scooters gone.
He said his phone was ringing off the hook from the
ringing so hard.
Most of those self-inflicted.
Right? Well, I'm sure. Right? Who do I sue? I fell. Who do I sue? All right. Wow. Let's find out now from Kim what's coming up at the top of the hour newsroom.
Whether the president likes it or not, his critics can stay on his Twitter account.